Whoever shall do the will of my Father, he is my brother, my sister, and my mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So, Brother Michael, your first Mass in 50 years, you say that you've served these most august mysteries. And today, what is the first passage of Scripture since I met you that I told you to read? Just so happens to be the very same reading that we had here. Some may say coincidence. We know it's not coincidence. We know that this is the divine will of God. We know that God, from the very beginning of creation, when he spoke forth above the waters, was thinking of this moment. And we know so too when he caused the great men who he inspired to give us this Mass, the forever Mass, the Mass of the ages, and selected this reading to be read every day on the 10th of July in honor of the martyrs whom we honor today, ask that this reading would be read, praising the great Mother Felicity, who watched each one of her many children die a martyrdom as a response to her professing the faith. That's why we read this reading today. A reading because a mother is so great, a mother who prized not this life, nor even the life of her children, above eternal life. And so we have that, you and I, to look forward to. Our own mother calling us to bear witness to the same gospel which Jesus Christ proclaimed. That no matter what may come against us, no matter who may naysay us or gainsay what it is that we're doing or tear us down because we do the will of the Father, not even if they were to give to us, as the Roman senators offered each one of these children fruitlessly, giving them the whole of the world, not even that could be gained if we should lose our own souls and be cast into Gehenna. What our Lord is calling us today is to cast off our own way of our own ideas, our own fruitful tasks, and to seek not only to find women within our lives that live out Proverbs 31, but also to ourselves, seek not to be caught up in idleness. For this Proverbs 31 woman is always at work, always putting her hand to the spindle, always making use of the home economy so that it may glorify God and not bring detraction or shame upon her husband. So too, we, even though we are men, are called before God to be his bride. That's what the church is. And to be presented to him as his bride, meaning that we are not idle even for a moment, knowing that every act that we do in the flesh, we will be called accounted to before his divine majesty. And he will repay us according to our deeds, whether for good or ill, those done in the flesh. But he calls us not to despair. Because what does he say to us in the Gospel of Matthew, which we read today? He says, when his brother and his sisters and his mother, when he's talking about brothers and sisters, he's obviously talking about cousins and close relations, those family members, not physical brothers or physical sisters. What he is asking there is he points something out. Who are his true brothers, his true sisters, and his true mother? As he points to the disciples, he says, you are those. When you do the will of my Father in heaven, which is to always have our hand at the distaff, which is to always keep in mind the fact that we are not laboring to build up a kingdom here in this world, but rather laboring for a kingdom in heaven, which is something that should keep us in deep and profound humility, recognizing that we do not build up something for ourselves or to make our own name great or because we ourselves are something. Michael, we do this only for the Lord, and as his servants, his slaves, and his beloved sons, all is his. May it be to the glory of God our Father, now and always and forever, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.